The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
120 to 117. Klay Thompson to Doncic. 10 seconds to go. Doncic down the left sideline in no hurry. Spin dribble. Guarded by Wiggins. Dribbles. Shoots a contested three. It's up and no good. Rebound Melton. Ball game over. The Warriors have won.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
You want to talk about tandems. Tim Roy on the call and Steph Curry on the court.
Man.
Warriors 120, Mavericks 117. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. It's the crossover. And, I'm going to be honest with you. You guys might not know this about me, but I can be a little bit skeptical about some things.
No.
I'll let you guys.
I texted Evan last night, and I said, it worked. The night worked. The whole night.
It all worked.
It was just all good. Klay saw last night that the fans will always feel a certain way about him.
Well, and
that's separate from whatever happened
for sure.
With the Warriors.
For sure. But the part that the Warriors, as powerful as they are, cannot control is whether or not the game then lives up to the hype. And it surpassed it. And it's the best thing. Dibs, you know, we've talked about this before. The best thing in sports is when something has overwhelming hype and then it gets met.
Yeah.
It gets met by the actual product. Like LeBron James is always kind of that's the poster for what I'm like, unbelievable pre-hype. And then you're like, oh, that hype was warranted. If last night was another one of those nights.
If it were a movie last night.
Too nice to sleep on, Brock.
Oh, there you go.
Dibs, I'm looking at you.
That part did not meet the hype. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Last night was a movie, it would have won an Oscar. I mean, the script was perfect. Everything from the 400 employees, and I know you don't like the remixes. I told Steiny, he's been on fire. I wanted words at the beginning. I wanted Klay to talk and Curry. And
you wanted him to take the mic from Curry, which we found out at about 5 o'clock wasn't going to happen.
The energy, the competitiveness,
I think Steph and Klay were listening to your show. And they're like, how about if neither of us talk, for God's sake?
When you text me, I said, whoa.
This guy wants Klay to talk. How about nobody talk?
Klay would like put an end to that.
Hide the microphones. We're playing ball tonight.
Dude, it was incredible. And we were in the building.
There were no words that could be said pregame that would have matched what happened, which was, you know, they did the four Dallas starters and then they get ready for Klay. The video hits and then it's Klay Thompson and he comes out and it's, you know, 18,000 hats flapping and Klay had the moment and he had a second moment and then he had a third moment. And after that, he realized we got basketball. And so he kind of waved it all off and he went right into the huddle. And it was cool. And then you dim the lights, and then now the Warriors get to come out.
Here we go.
And then we're gonna tip it off, and they win the tip. And what happens? We're gonna go ahead and post up Steph. Klay's gonna post up Steph, which is like, yes, let's get right to it. And Steph fouled him, I guess. We were on the other end of the arena.
Right,
and
right.
I mean, Steph fouled him. He said it.
That was a stupid foul.
Yes, it was. Yeah. But, I mean, that was great. And, you know, incredible. Clay on a post-up. And, you know, Clay actually played, I thought, really well.
He did.
And you can look at his defense. And his defense is what it is at this point. But those two dagger threes.
It was his moment, Dibs. It was going to be.
Yeah, he's doing the shimmy. And they got the lead. And all of us collectively were like, Oh my God, he's gonna have the last laugh.
Yeah. Like in the age of social media, we fall into the trap of lip reading. We know this ever since Garoppolo apparently said your plays stink, Kyle.
Well, no, and it was Kevin Durant saying that's why I'm out. And so sometimes
we're right and sometimes we're wrong. I just want to say this. I've never actually wanted to know what someone was saying more than I want to know what Steph was saying. When he hit the night three.
This is my, I can't say the rest.
I think he was saying, hang on.
Because it was a lot, Willard. This is my number two, Dibs.
My lip reading, which is far from perfect. Okay. You better stay here. You better stay here.
That's what Carter was telling.
And what I love is he said he's going to look at the, he said he, whatever, I blacked out.
But who's that to? Yeah. You better stay here. That's what Stanley and I were. Well, he's gone.
No, but this is trash talk. It's not reality.
Okay.
Like they were, I mean, if you were lucky enough to
be that close. And,
well, you, they were jawing at each other all
point
night
long.
Clay shimmied.
Clay didn't like it.
So Steph is free to say whatever he wants. And wouldn't that be something that you would say in that moment?
And then
you want to win, you better stay here.
Well, and he pulls out the jersey and showing Golden State. And then it's pound, pound, pound.
And
like,
I love those jerseys, by the way.
I do too. Yeah. Those were super clean. But the fact that he pulled that out and pointed to it, like, it's not, it's your night. Yeah. And the captain hats are cool, but it's Golden State. Yeah. And this is my blank.
There you go.
And this is my.
All of that was said,
all
Steiny.
All of it was said. And, you know, he gave the night-night. Maybe it was too soon, Steiny. You are the king of the night-night. And, I mean, it only put him up four.
It worked.
And you can night-night all you want as long as you don't night-night, and then you get woken up. But they did hold on, and they won. But just a spectacular game. And
this will never be forgotten, Dibs.
And I told Mark before the game started, I said, that's what I want. I want a good night from Clay. I want a night-night from Steph.
Perfect.
I want a competitive game. And each team had, like, three or four runs, but it was like, oh, the Warriors. Oh, my God, Dallas. It's the Warriors. Yeah. It's Dallas
Draymond
again.
Draymond missed a layup. I was like, oh, boy, that might. And they went down the other end. And Scott's like, oh, boy, that might be the play. Draymond's just been incredible.
Were they down, I think.
Seven.
Were they down seven?
Yes.
With 4 minutes to go?
Yeah.
Clay and Luka falling down trying to post up.
Luka falling out of a timeout.
Like, dude.
Luka is the least enjoyable star I've ever watched play.
But you understand his talent offensively.
Of course. Okay. Dude, he's
unguardable. He's an absolute. I mean, he's brilliant, but he's also a bull in a china shop. And you're just like, dude, like you can't, or you can, but I hate it. You can't just shove people out of the way and lay it in. And
dude,
then,
he's a bore in a china shop.
I mean, it's just
dribble, slough, slough. Oh, it's another bucket.
But I also thought about what Michael told us as I was watching them play, which is the brand of basketball. I don't know if y'all caught this. Michael Thompson last night, I mean, they'd played at that point 10 basketball games, Clay as a Maverick, before last night's game. And Michael is already publicly being like, I like the way the Warriors play basketball.
Oh, no doubt.
Like it's
he
hard.
Opened up with you guys more yesterday like than he had the kind times you had him on trying to get the information.
Yeah, he's like Clay is he's got to get used to standing around sometimes because of these ball dominant guys. And so it was top of mind as I'm watching that game. My God, the Warriors look like fireflies.
It's incredible.
They look like, I mean, if you're a Top Gun fan, they look like those MiG-28s that are just flying around in circles. It is gorgeous when it works. When it stalls,
and it stalled a little bit last night.
Hey, second quarter, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, second unit.
It can get really, really wobbly out there. But when it's working, my God, is it beautiful.
Dallas was out of gas because the Warriors just come at you.
And we'll get into the weeds of the overall game in the 48 minutes, but I liked what I saw from Kuminga in that he's really kind of letting it come to him a little bit. He's not pressing. And even in that first stint, second quarter, where the second unit did almost nothing, he wasn't trying to do too much. And then in the second half, he kind of had some opportunities, hit a three, and he kind of warmed into the game a little bit.
There was one possession, and I think I was still sitting with you.
The pass to Moody?
No, just the ball stopped, and Jonathan kind of was like, I'm going to, how about left? How about right?
Yeah.
How about if I turn around? We literally said it out loud. I'm like, Jonathan. And then he just ran to the baseline and coughed the ball up. I'm
you saw it coming.
Move the ball.
Yeah.
Keep the ball moving. You want a Mavericks jersey? You can have one,
ball
and
stoppers.
Then you can go dribble. But you don't have a Mavericks jersey. Move the ball.
Yeah, I'm looking. It was 112-105 with 4 minutes left.
Man.
And then Curry hit a three to make it 112-108. I thought a big, big call or play of the game
huge.
Was the Gafford charge where Draymond seemed to have a foot, but they didn't have a foot in the semicircle, but they didn't have a challenge. And so they couldn't review it. And the next thing you know, Steph comes down, boom. Yeah. It's 114-113.
And you know why they didn't have a challenge?
Yes.
Because Luka Krajcic, with 10 minutes to go in the fourth, twirled his little finger on a call that was not going to go his way, and I saw it. We were on the opposite end of the floor.
Yes.
You were in the Lucas seat, and I was up top with Grandy getting absolutely berated by a listener over the fact that my picks stink.
Oh, my God.
How funny
okay?
is
it? They do.
If I had a dollar for every person who came up to me,
You gotta come up with a stock answer for that. Just look at the security, man. You're welcome.
No, the stock answer is I'm about to bounce back.
Yeah, no.
And y'all gonna regret it.
No, the segment is called Fade the Dibbers.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr.
That's
it. Dibs.
Okay.
Your picks stink.
Right. Just just look
at there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, just look at them and go, you're welcome.
Play the Kuminga while you're at it. You won't. This is my favorite. That and the Buddy Hield.
That mission is Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Wow, man. That is great.
Dude, there's so many. Play the Buddy Hield, if Buddy even has one. I can't even remember.
Buddy's pretty nice. No, it's hard to get him to say something like that.
Buddy Hield, you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7, The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
And the one that, I don't mean to make this about me, but the one that hurts the most, come on, Looney. A guy who
he's got some vitriol in it.
And I love Kavon.
And he's coming on the show tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask him about this.
Bay Area, it's Kavon Looney. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Dude,
it's
like vintage Kavon Looney.
Yeah,
if he's going to do a job, he's going to do it right.
So right.
Anyway, I was
at the opposite end of the arena during that Luka Doncic, and I saw him go twirl, 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 and I'm thinking, Jason Kidd, don't do it.
They did it Sunday against Denver, and it cost them the game. Trust in Luka.
Yes.
It wasn't a foul, and he clearly got the dude on
and
the arm.
And this was clear, too.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up because I leaned over to Evan, and this was amazing. It's very Draymond-esque, but even more. Luka casually twirls the finger, and before he's even done twirling, the whole team is walking off the floor.
Right, they know.
It's not like Jason Kidd even had the option to be like, maybe not. Luka was like, whoop, it was such a power play.
Man.
He was like, twirl, we're out. And the green light came on. I'm like, oh my God, did you see the juice that this man has on that sideline? It was incredible. And you're right. We knew right away. That's not getting overturned.
It was like a Food Network show.
Wow.
Chopped.
Now that's a four.
Thank you. Because you can see clearly in the replay that it was a total
I've
been strong with this, and it's Warriors on mine all day, our team. But I've been telling you this on what's bugging you. Fridays at 2. Willard, you shouldn't have to play backgammon or checkers to have a bonus challenge. We got the technology. If it's crunch time, let's go get it right. It shouldn't have been on the charge or the block with Draymond. They should be able to just go look at it to get it right. It shouldn't be because you lost to it. And they put up J. Kidd. I think he's 2 for 10 this year on challenges.
Yeah,
because he's listening to Luka.
Dude, it shouldn't be just get it right.
Yeah, I hear you. My gripe has always been that you lose in some sports. You lose a challenge even when you're right. That's what bugged me. Now, this one didn't bug me because you challenged. You were wrong. But, like, if you challenge and you're right, how do you lose your challenge? That's on
Where's the win in that?
Yeah. So, anyway, and you watch Steve Kerr and all coaches throughout the game. Like, you see plays where you're like, whoops, ref messed up on that one. but he's not going to challenge because it's like it's not worth it. It's not worth it for a possession late in the second quarter because you need to hold on to it.
Yeah. We want the truth, Donnie.
Yeah, you know what we want, Goo? Let's just review all scoring plays then in the NBA.
We don't want that.
No, that's kind of what you're saying.
I got nowhere to be. Crunch time.
That sounds
last
great.
3 minutes of 5 minutes of a game.
Five minutes of a game?
3 minutes.
1 minute? I mean,
27 seconds.
And there are so many of these plays that are either bang, bang, or, you know, bang, bang, Niner gang. They're touchy and it's close. Yeah, and so if we're going to review it by rule, if somebody touches the arm of another player, well, that's a foul, right? And so there's a certain amount, I think, that we have to give
where
to the
do
referees.
What's your line? Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I draw the line in letting these three human beings, and I tweeted this out yesterday. Yesterday was not about Klay Thompson. It was about Scott Foster.
Chris
Scott's
Paul's
back.
Gone.
Yeah. Scott's back, baby.
Scott Foster.
I got butterflies when I saw that game get underway.
Dibs is like, the stars are really out tonight.
Totally.
Okay, sorry, Stoney.
I didn't want a captain's hat. I wanted a tight-fitting, gray 48 ref jersey is what I wanted.
Time for the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
That's a damn four right there.
Oh, man.
That's you doing you, and you nailed it.
Yeah, that was...
That's one of my favorites.
There'll never be another first time he's ever coming back from the 400. Who do you think came up with that? You guys might know. You know what? We're all going to greet Clay when he walks in the 400. That put him in a mood to where it was like, maybe I should have got on the mic. I'm not saying he thought that, but that's when it was like, damn.
So, Goo, do you realize that the one thing they made sure wouldn't happen was what you wanted to happen? Like, that's the one thing they went out of their way to make sure didn't happen.
Well, Clay did that.
Right, yeah. Right.
But I'm not mad at Clay. That was his Bobby Brown. That was his prerogative.
Yeah, but it's a loss on your ledger. It's a big
See,
one.
See, I don't live my life like that.
I live with a tally.
Had they got on the mic, I'd run around here like,
yeah, you would have.
My life changed.
Oh, you would have.
No.
Steiny, I nailed it yesterday.
Well, Dibs, I was in there, I almost got emotional. The streets say you almost got emotional when they had the video thing up.
Well, I was emotional before thinking about it, and I'm looking at the sign that's over your left shoulder, and for the YouTube
it's
audience,
incredible.
You can see it. We had, by the end of the show, Steiny, we had a line of like 30 people waiting to sign
Come
this
on.
Thank you. I'm telling you. And, you know, part of it is the human nature of, oh my God, there's people in line. It's got to be pretty cool. I need to do this. The Lucas Alexander created Clay Carnival was awesome.
Director of sports.
And our PD, our program director, brand manager, Matt Nahegian, who had people line up to sign the Clay Thompson giant sign. That was awesome. The whole thing was incredible. And yeah, I was getting a little bit emotional thinking about Clay's time here.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he came out and you saw all the captain's hats and you saw all the emotion, that was all great. And it was kind of fun watching the game in the arena, Steiny, because Clay hit his first three and the crowd went wild. And with every successive Clay success, the crowd got a little bit quieter. And you got to a point where Clay threw up an air ball and they were chanting air ball.
Yeah, I saw that.
The crowd definitely started in a certain way. And then there was that moment of like, oh, snap, they might lose to this team. No. He's now a Maverick.
That's kind of what I was getting at before the game. Like, I wonder. And it's one thing in the first half, maybe something different in the second half. When the ball came out of Klay Thompson's hand.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Were you rooting for it to go in?
Oh, I was.
You were?
Yeah.
Early.
Until the end. Yeah,
early.
The end, I was like, oh, boy.
I wanted all air balls.
Wow.
I wanted your cutthroat, uncharacteristically mean-spirited.
I want you to hit the top of the backboard.
But I said to you guys, I wanted them to have a good game, 35 maybe.
I know, and it happened, but look what it took.
Yeah.
And he almost, I thought he hit the dagger.
This was an absolute hair away from being a loss.
And what would he have done?
And look at Steph. Like, I am so focused on Steph's outburst.
No, it's incredible.
That reaction at the end of the game.
Neck.
That tells you, to me, everything about this. This was not like, oh, yay, celebration. This was bleep you and bleep you too, and with love.
Well, when you heard Draymond, like, too, in the postgame, like, I don't give a crap about any hat tip. You know, he takes me on his boat in the summer, I'll tip my cap, but
he did not say that tonight.
And he watched the video tribute before the game.
That was amazing.
That way he could come out and be Game Face Draymond, which I thought was awesome.
Lovely Christy was watching on TV. She texted right away. She goes, ooh, Steph didn't like all that attention that Clay got. And I would tell the lovely Christy,
he was about to get on the mic and do more.
Well, understood.
I would tell her that it's EPMD. It's strictly business.
Well, that's the fun.
Well, but that's
not like, rap group.
But that's the point. Like, I get what both of you are saying. Like, okay. Steph would have been in the planning commission for putting together what they would do. But then walked home from the meeting and went, I'm going to show every freaking body who's focused. Whose house.
Yep.
This did, is, man. Yeah. Like, that was an outburst.
Wow. It was, man.
That
they
was a release of energy.
That picture is a meme forever. Him staring at the camera.
How many times in his career have you seen that kind of an emotional outburst from Stephen Curry?
You've seen it a few times, like the I'm back, I'm him moment.
There we go.
Yes.
There was a mouthpiece throw that was an outburst of a different sort
That's
of a nature.
Emotion, yeah.
There was the NBA championship where he collapsed to the floor after game six and wept. So we've seen some outbursts, but not in a regular season game in November.
But this is a top five emotional outburst.
Top 10 for sure, yeah.
There was one, was it last year, the year before, where he got in front of the team during a timeout and he was like, we got to do this. And Wiggins was there. And I feel like it was down at the end of the court, not at the... But anyway.
And also last year with Draymond, when Draymond got, Nurkic.
I'll never forget that.
And he covered his face because he was so overcome by the emotion. I do think the crowd turned last night against Clay after that second three in the shimmy shake. At that moment, all of us in the crowd realized, okay, Clay, great. Back-to-back threes, shimmy shake. Welcome home. We need to go win this game.
And the postgame goes, what did you think of it? And he knows better. Like, he knows to leave that alone.
It was great.
Listen,
I couldn't tell you what it looked like on TV or where your seats were if you were lucky enough to be there last night or whatever. But I don't think any of those three made any buckets last night where they didn't immediately focus their attention on the other
and
one.
That's, can't you understand it?
Yes, that's ball.
Yeah.
And that's a ball.
And
that's
family,
a personal brotherhood going on. That's ball and brotherhood.
Yeah. You chose to go live with mom. Or there's some stuff there, right? You know what I mean?
I love talking to the kid. Right. Yeah. I love you, but eat it. We're the Warriors.
Wow,
and this is our building.
Yeah.
You're not on our team anymore.
Yeah, and I guess there were a few people that called today that thought the Clay shimmy was like out of bounds. And I was like, that's gamesmanship.
That's ball.
Yeah,
that's and how, he how you do it.
Like, Steph was really mad. Yeah. Like, well, I can't believe. Of course not.
Clay went in the locker room when it was over.
Of course.
And then they did
Clay
the hug.
Clay went in their locker room when it was over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Clay tells you everything.
That was his locker.
He said Clay probably came here thinking, I'm mad at the organization, but not my teammates, and had everybody clumped in one. And then when he saw the greeting, kind of was able to compartmentalize, like, Those are my dudes. And when I heard he went, after the game, he was hugging everybody. I was like, that's a moment. But then when I found out he went into the locker room, I'm like, they're good, man.
I wonder. It's too soon for this because they've played 11 basketball games, and I am partially, again, pulling that comment that Michael made to us yesterday. I wonder if Clay
is not happy.
Will arrive at a Durant spot someday where he's like, huh. Turns out what I was searching for isn't actually out there. I wonder. Wow. And again, it's too soon for us to even say that. You know, it's 11 basketball games, but ball dominant, two of them, stand in the corner,
but
wait for
the
ball.
But the team did ask you to change your role. Durant would have always been one of the guys starting. So Clay, from that perspective, ego hit or hurt if they did.
Right.
Clay, you know, Kerr told him at breakfast or wherever, hey, I'm envisioning coming back off the bench. But I'm out of here.
I just mean playing with the Mavericks. Like, are you actually getting fulfillment out of that?
Well, you're gonna get shots though. Stoudy's like, well, he's just in the corner. I'm like, well, that's easier. They're coming to you.
I don't know if that was that what he wants. And and his ex team is 9-2.
No doubt that didn't
his help. Current team is under 500.
Pippen went to Houston for a year, strike shortened. He went to Portland, and I believe he went to at least one or two other destinations.
But Jordan was gone too, though, so there wasn't.
Right.
Hey, let me see what they're doing in Chicago.
Fair enough, and business was done, and it was all, you know, taken care of. And Tony Parker became a Charlotte Hornet, and, you know, all these other greats who did it with one team and then went elsewhere, most of them ended up chasing it. Like, LeBron's on a different level because, you know.
He found it.
He found it multiple places. Right. He found it in Miami. He found it back in Cleveland. He found it in L.A., so that's different, but. You know, Clay may wind up chasing it for the rest of his career.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a fun show today. We did. There's a lot to talk about. And, boy, 9-2. This team's off to a great start.
Tim Kawakami and Tim Roy.
All right.
And anybody else who might be named Tim is welcome.
There we go. On
the show today.
Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. Keep it locked and loaded on 95.7, The Game.
Thank you, Stein.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.